Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We continue our trek through Rome. We leave Rome today and head to Assisi to see the burial place of St. Francis. But today we continue our work in the Book of Sirach, chapter 28, with verse 11. Dispose of your treasure according to the commandments of the Most High, and that will profit you more than gold. According to the commandments of the Most High, we are instructed to dispose of our treasure in a way that aligns with His will and brings glory to Him. This means using our wealth and resources to help those in need, support the work of the church, and further the kingdom of God on earth. By following these commandments, we can experience a level of fulfillment and satisfaction that far surpasses any material wealth or possessions. First and foremost, disposing of our treasure according to the commandments of the Most High allows us to cultivate a spirit of generosity and selflessness. When we give to those in need and support the work of the church, we are demonstrating our love for God and our willingness to serve others. This act of giving not only benefits those in need, but also brings us closer to God and strengthens our relationship with Him. Additionally, disposing of our treasure in a way that aligns with God's commandments allows us to store up treasures in heaven. As Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, verse 21 through 21, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." By investing in the kingdom of God, we are laying up eternal rewards that far outweigh any temporary wealth or possessions we may acquire on earth. Furthermore, disposing of our treasure in a way that honors God can bring us peace and contentment that money cannot buy. When we are obedient to His commandments and use our resources for His glory, we can experience a sense of purpose and fulfillment that transcends material wealth. As Proverbs 3:9 through verse 10 tells us, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." By putting God first in our finances and giving generously, we can trust that He will provide for all our needs and bless us abundantly. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things." And prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray for special intentions today in His name. Special traveling intentions. We're driving in Italy for the first time. And we will be moving about in the next 2 days pretty rapidly. And we ask the Lord to protect us and keep us on track. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 29. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem from verse 11 this morning. It's titled, "Ongoing Treasure dispose. Dispose of your treasure. Heed the call of the Most High who reigns over all. For riches fleeting like sand they slip, but in obedience find true wealth's grip. Let go of the gold, the silver, the gem, and follow the commandments. Cherish them, for in righteousness your soul will thrive, and eternal treasures you will derive. The world may tempt us with its glittering store, but the riches of heaven worth so much more. So dispose of your treasure, lay it at his feet, and find true prosperity, pure and sweet. For in following his ways you will find a peace and joy that money can't bind. So heed the call of the Most High above, and dispose of your treasure in his love. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is April 1st, 2024. I'm recording this morning at about 12:02 in the morning. That's right. It's been a long day today, and we had a lot of things going on. Trying to prepare for our exit tomorrow morning at 6:15. That means we're picking up a taxi first thing and going to our car rental location to get ready to pick up our car. But yesterday we did experience an opportunity to go through the Colosseum and some other things, and it was very interesting and enjoyable, no doubt. And today we close at 7-Eleven in Jesus' name. I love you, Tony. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in his wonderful name. Happy Easter. Amen.